Welcome back to our latest episode of Wedding Day Match. We are very excited about today's episode because, as you all know, we're all about looking towards summer these days. So today we're talking summer wedding makeup trends and tips and natural versus neutral wedding makeup. Let's start with summer makeup trends and tips, where we chatted with Jessica May, founder and creative director for Warpaint International Beauty Agency, for all the details. Above all, note that you can expect to see consistency between the 2023 makeup trends and some summer wedding makeup trends. Why? Jessica May tells us it's about skin looking like skin. Brides will want to achieve natural and luminous makeup because less is more. She also notes trends include luminous primers and lightweight foundation, neutral eyeshadow with rose gold accents, and natural lashes. Heavy strip falsies are out and long natural lashes are in. On the lash front, she suggests brides add a lash growth serum to your beauty routine to get you the best lashes for your big day. According to Jessica May, other wedding makeup trends are purple blush on darker skin tones, moisturized glossy lips, subtle shimmery eyes, and brushed up fluffy brows. And finally, she says, face embellishments are back in thanks to Taylor Swift. Now let's get to tips on making your wedding makeup last. Right from the expert. 1. Work with an artist that offers airbrush foundation, specifically a silicone foundation formula. This will give you the most humidity-resistant results as well as skin that looks like skin. 2. Do not have any facial treatments done within 7 days of your wedding. Yes, you want glowing skin, but we don't want your skin so fresh from a treatment that the makeup slides off. 3. Plan to have blotting sheets on hand along with some powder to touch up with throughout the day. It also doesn't hurt to have some extra lash glue in case a lash comes loose from those tears. 4. And finally, the biggest tip is in the skincare prep leading up to the wedding day. If you don't have a solid skincare routine, get one. Having a few facials is a great idea as well. The better canvas your artist has, the better and longer lasting results you'll have. Now, Jessica May did mention a bit about natural makeup, which we think is always in. So we have some insight on this and the distinction between natural and neutral makeup thanks to Joey Blake from Joey Blake Beauty. Joey Blake explains natural wedding makeup consists of medium coverage foundation or skin tint and the light use of highlight, contour, or blush to simply enhance the bride's natural features. Eyeshadows are softer in color and can be neutral or more colorful, like peach or lavender. A bride can choose to use matte or shimmery eyeshadows as the light application ensures a natural finish. Oftentimes, a glossy lip is preferred to a strong matte to give a more natural finish. Natural makeup can also include lash application, usually a soft and wispy style. And Joey Blake notes, she always recommends at least a small lash to her clients wanting natural makeup because professional photography can mute the appearance of lashes, especially in faraway pictures. Using a natural lash will look more like a really great mascara when the finished photos come back, according to her. You may be wondering how natural makeup differs from everyday makeup, but is no one way to define everyday makeup. It differs for everybody, and therefore every bride will have a different definition of what their everyday makeup is. To that end, Joey Blake explains, some clients only wear mascara and chapstick day to day, while others have a full eyeshadow routine for their everyday vibe. It's important to figure out what that looks like for you and then decide how you want to change or enhance that on the wedding day. One way natural makeup usually differs from an everyday routine is that wedding level natural makeup will include a full complexion routine with foundation or skin tint, concealer, blush, contour, and sometimes highlight, according to her. The reason all of these steps are included is to give you a flawless finish in person and in photos, Joey Blake explains. Smokier shadows are oftentimes used in natural makeup application to enhance eye color, while softer browns are more common for day-to-day wear. This natural makeup is an option for anyone who isn't used to wearing a lot of makeup, if any, on a regular basis, according to our expert. This is also a great option for brides who don't want to look too made up or who want to make sure that they still look like their everyday selves. Just a little more, she says. She often refers to it as simply turning up the volume on their faces, not changing any features or creating any strong lines. Now that we covered natural makeup, on the other hand, you have neutral makeup, which refers to the makeup's color palette, according to Joey Blake. It can also be full coverage or medium coverage, which is the amount of makeup applied, depending on your complexion and the level of flawlessness you're going for. She suggests it can be full glam or soft glam. Neutral makeup can consist of stronger sculpting or satiny matte lipsticks. Eyeliner is something that is usually used for neutral looks to give the drama while not changing the color palette. She tells us, I always hear clients tell me that they want natural makeup, and then will show me a photo of Kim Kardashian at an event wearing tons of makeup in a neutral color story. The good news, neutral makeup can be a full glam, dramatic look. It is important to understand the difference when telling your makeup artist what you're looking for so you can make sure you get the exact result you're looking for. First and foremost, Joey Blake, and nearly every other makeup artist we've ever spoken to, suggest scheduling a trial before the wedding. That way, you can work with your artist on creating the perfect look, and you'll have the opportunity to see your wedding makeup ahead of time. With that being said, if you're set on both neutral and natural makeup, Joey Blake explains, it's usually because you want your skin to have a natural finish and wants the drama around your eyes. She says, go for a natural finish base and ask for neutral colored eyeshadow with maybe eyeliner and always a lash. And as we always say, do what works best for you and what makes you the most happy, because it is your wedding day after all. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode of Wedding Day Match. And if you did, please give us 5 stars, leave us a review, and make sure you're subscribed. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you want more fashion, beauty, or planning tips and advice, make sure to go to WeddingDayMatch.com, where we have more expert advice, real wedding stories, and our magazine, Celebrate Weddings. Don't forget to tune in to our next episode next Tuesday. Kisses and talk soon.